Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Another day, another dysfunction.
So I'm getting set up for a date and I knew this was going to happen. I could sense it as I started my drive over here, even though I texted them this morning and I was like, are we still on for tonight? And they were like, yes, we're on for tonight, 6 p.m. And I was like, yes. Yes.
Something is wrong here.
My emotions are gonna be on 10 no matter what. I'm very much aggressive, very much jealous, very much stubborn, not gonna listen to words you say. Oh, and if you cross me, I'm gonna cross you 10 times harder. But I'm a freak though, so. Yeah.
Okay, my question is this. Well, my first question is, what the hell was that? But my second question is, if you knew you were going to get stood up, at what point did you just say F it and not get dressed up? Well, that moment never happened because we're here now with you sitting in your mediocre car all dialed up talking about how you got ghosted. But here's the thing. Do you think she would have still followed through with all of this if it was the average Joe? Of course not. See, even when Chad give them signs that they're going to stand them up, they're still going to show up. They're willing to take the risk of getting, you know, publicly humiliated for the chance to smell long stick Rick's nuts.
Giggity giggity, giggity goo.
Like, I hadn't heard from them all day. Thought that was them. Okay. And then pull up here. I was like, hey, I'm on the way. Might be a little late. I didn't get, like, even an I'm on the way text. And I was like, this bitch is standing me up.
I'm getting kind of desperate. What the fuck do I do?
But she still came. And not only did she still come, in the middle of the video, she like, oh, was that him? I thought he just pulled up. After she's already confirming that she got stood up. She's still holding out hope. This is absolutely pathetic.
That's a damn shame.
But don't feel too sorry for her. I'm sure she did this to 20 guys in her lifetime at least. Just for the fun of it. You know, just to have a laugh with her girlfriends later.
They're standing me up, but I'm in the area. I have a few other links in here. And on my, somebody's gonna look at me. On my honor, I swear, I'm gonna text every single one of them. Watch me go home and be in bed by 9 tonight. If I'm in bed by 9 tonight, I will be feral. I know it's Thursday, but I can't get stood up and just go to bed by 9, you know?
Well, somebody's getting laid tonight just to make her feel better.
I don't want to be that guy.
You know, the guy on her C-list is probably going to get sucked tonight. So that C-list guy, you know, could give that A-list guy a pat on the back for standing her up. Because now he's getting drained tonight. Just to boost her ridiculous ego back up. To get back on Tinder to swipe on another guy who's going to stand her up. And the cycle continues.
I would never want my son with a girl like her.
Anything I say that scares someone off, I'm glad. Because that's one less coward to waste time. Bye-bye!
Date number 8 of 51st dates. My hair's disgusting, so I've put it in a bun, in a ponytail. I'm wearing a little red top, some jeans and some Doc Martens sandals. Doc Martens, I think I should be on their PR list. I need some more. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know where we're going. I think we're going for food. I've just been told a location to get to. And it's literally in the middle of nowhere, so see where we're going.
Just got home, but like, what?
She didn't put much effort in. Did you see that outfit? I'm not even going to talk about the arm tattoo. But her hair looked a mess. She actually looks better here. Let me guess, the date wasn't fancy enough? He didn't give you good enough conversation, even though you're mid at best?
She looks like every other bitch. Like, am I wrong? She looks like every other bitch.
Let's hear her out. I'm sure she'll say something profound.
He just left. Like, said, I'm going to the toilet and never came back. Left me in the middle of where we were. Had to get a taxi back to my car.
Okay, can any of you guess why he just up and left? He bailed out of there. I'm gonna guess that her pictures on social media and on dating apps look nothing like what she looks like in real life. And that's why he bounced out.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
But even that humiliating situation isn't going to make her stop swiping on guys way out of her league. She's not going to pick up the hint. But how crazy is it that not only do they get played like this, they come on the internet and tell the world. They have no shame. But after your body count is triple digits, who cares about anything anymore after that point, right?
I have a genuine question of what the hell is going on?
Don't everybody believe in Google?
Like, I have friends who are absolute worldies. And, like, they're going on dating apps. And guys are just, like, dating, like, texting them, going on dates, and then, like, ghosting them. Like, I feel like this has been happening since COVID. I feel like there's an actual epidemic of, like, people just not being able to get into relationships.
That should be the number one sign that you're going after guys who are never going to want you. Why can't women pick up on those hints? Every guy that I want to date long term ghosts me or just use me for bedroom fun. Why can't they pick up on it that, like, okay, I'm going after guys who I'm not good enough for? Or you would think they would get sick of playing the shallow games and, you know, going back and forth trying to snag a Chad and getting played, and they would just humble themselves and develop some substance and go after a guy who actually has something going on for him more than just looks and height. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. They refuse to give up their pathetic quest to get a relationship from a dude who's smashing every chick in the city. And the Dick Tracy trench coat isn't helping your cause. And I don't know what type of hairstyle that is, but that's not helping either.
They're pretty much just like looking for pen pals, and then they're like ghosting people. But like, these girls, I'm biased, but like, a lot of my friends are hotties, and they have guys who are just like ghosting them.
Look, she's leaving some parts out. You know what part she's leaving out. The part where these guys are turning on their sprinkler system on them. They're not just, you know, texting a few days, setting up a date, and then never texting them again. They're coming through. They're sliding through and laying the nightstick down before they even set up a date. They're getting ghosted after the guy get off. Never before.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot. Nigga, I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
And like, they're like 2s out of 10. And they're ghosting like 10 out of 10. But like, I feel like this is happening all the world over. People are just like out here looking for pen pals. And like, not able to commit. Or I don't know what's going on.
You know there's not a chance in hell that 10 out of 10s are chasing 2 out of 10s. They only become 2s after they play the chicks. Then there are 2.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
My problem is that I hate men, you know? But like, I love men. But like, I hate men. But like, I love men.
See, I ain't gonna say the B word. I'm gonna say unstable creatures. It's my new word for y'all.
No, you don't hate men. You hate that you can't get what you want from the men you want it from. But yeah, it is a love and hate relationship that they have with the guys that they go after. But they love the emotional roller coaster of that. And they're never gonna get off that roller coaster. Well, they're gonna be forced off when they hit the wall, but they're not getting off a second, you know, before that. They're gonna wait until they get kicked off.
Today, as a woman, I had to make a big decision for myself. Do I want no tan lines, or do I want to be sexualized? And since, no matter what you do, I'm always sexualized, women are always sexualized, I was like, fuck it, no tan lines. So I rolled my skirt down, and I'm walking, and what do I get? Beeps. I get stares.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're going to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true.
Hey, folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
What percentage of modern women do you think are actually mentally ill? What are the chances that this woman wore this outfit outside and didn't want to get noticed? This has nothing to do with tan lines. And it has everything to do with you wanting to be validated as human.
But you know what? It would have happened anyway. So, A. Fuck man, bro. And as they go seek help, I will continue to slay.
There's help available if you ask for it.
Stop it. Get some help.
Ma'am, you're not slaying. You look like you're on a cornucopia of drugs. But you know what? Go off, sis.
Self-aware enough to realize that this is definitely a trauma response, but I am just so over men at this point that, like, even when I meet a really cool guy, I'm just pretty indifferent. I'm like, okay, here we go again.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, even if you are a good dude, a cool dude, you putting in effort, you know, you valuing her, you're hearing out her opinions and all that, she's gonna find a way to make you one of the bad guys. She's gonna find a way to throw a monkey wrench into everything. Because she doesn't know how to handle good treatment. Good treatment gives her the ick. It makes her uncomfortable. Because she know if you're being a good person, she's going to have to try to reciprocate that. And she's never had to do that because she only date toxic guys. They don't hate men. When they say that, they're really expressing that they hate themselves.
Very subconsciously, every single woman that, like, hates men actually, like, wants to find someone, you know?
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. Every single girl that's like, I hate all men, deep down inside, she, like, really, really wants a relationship.
A relationship. It's just, like, you haven't been able to find them. So and that makes you angry. And I say that from experience. And I know it is true because I felt it before. It was like, I don't want to know anything about men. But, like, I do.
At first, it was kind of funny. Like, ha, 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 I'm going to be single forever. I'm going to die alone. Now it's been 3 years. It's not that funny anymore.
Fun fact, I have on those exact headphones right now as I speak. Great pair. If you're looking to pick up some, send me a check, Sony.
That is not going to happen.
But yeah, there's not many paths that women can take that don't lead to them being bitter and hateful. Whether they get ran through by 100 guys or they, you know, settle down at 20, they'll eventually resent their husband. Oh, I didn't get to have a party phase. I'm tired of cleaning up after these kids. What about me? I want a career. They're always going to be hateful and bitter, at least 8 times out of 10, at some point. Why? Because the peak of their lives, no matter what path they take, is 18 to 25. And it's all downhill from there, and they know it. And they know there's nothing they could ever do to be 18 to 25 again. And even when she got a husband who love her and don't care if she aging or whatever, she still knows that he was more attracted to her when she was 18 to 25.
Hey, yo, walk out again.
I am.
There you go. Click the button.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.